From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Myanmar's de facto national leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who is facing outrage over ethnic violence in her country, will not attend the upcoming UN General Assembly because of the Rohingya crisis. Hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims from villages near the border with Bangladesh are fleeing a military crackdown to the safety of the buffer zone along the border. Correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Trapped by landmines on one side and armed guards on the other, thousands of Rohingya refugees are struggling to survive in the precarious no-man's land between Myanmar and Bangladesh. An estimated 370,000 minority Muslims have crossed the border fleeing a violent military crackdown. But these Rohingya are in a unique and uncomfortable position. They've made it out of Myanmar, but they're being blocked from entering Bangladesh by border guards, who say the number of refugees is growing by the day.
You can see from here, as I said, there is no habitation before 7 to 8 days. Now habitation is growing, it's going towards north. People are coming in numbers. They're in the open sky. They have erected temporary shelter, and they are staying here.
A barbed wire fence hems the Rohingya in on the Myanmar side, some saying they can see their villages from no man's land, but they're too afraid to go back because the way home is littered with landmines. UN aid agencies are trying to help the Rohingya, but they're not entering the buffer zone for security reasons. Bangladeshi officials say they've seen around 100 insurgents in the area, members of the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, the same fighters who attacked police and army posts in Myanmar a month ago, sparking the violence that hundreds of thousands are now risking their lives to escape.
This is VOA News. A young girl detonated a suicide bomb in a mosque in northern Cameroon early Wednesday, killing at least 5 worshippers and wounding others. The 12- or 13-year-old girl entered the mosques after the first call for prayer, according to the governor of the Mijiyawa Bakari region near the Nigerian border. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but Boko Haram militants have been waging a war to establish an Islamist state in the area where Nigeria, Chad, Niger, and Cameroon share a border. A survey finds the United States is the world's top small arms trader in a multi-billion-dollar industry, followed by Italy, Brazil, Germany, and South Korea. From Geneva, correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
Regarding regional trends, the survey finds between 2001 and 2014, the Americas accounted for 40% of documented global small arms imports, followed by Europe, Asia, and the Pacific and Africa. While the Africa region only imported 4% of small arms, the survey notes the value of trade there nearly tripled from $82 million to $237 million during that 13-year period. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
2 teenagers were electrocuted by their own family in Pakistan after eloping, according to police. The so-called honor killings have led to the arrest of both victims' fathers and at least 2 other relatives who carried out the judgment of a jirga, a local court that's convened to settle local disputes, particularly those related to women. The 15-year-old girl and 17-year-old boy ran away August 14th because their families did not approve of their relationship. Hundreds of women are killed every year in Pakistan, often by their own relatives, for going against their family's wishes in matters of love and marriage. U.S. security officials are ordering government agencies to get rid of products and services from Kaspersky Lab, a cybersecurity firm based in Moscow. The DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, in a statement, said the directive was effective within 90 days. It said this action is based on the information security risks presented by the use of Kaspersky products on federal information systems. The department said the key concerns are ties between certain Kaspersky officials and Russian intelligence and other government agencies. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.